The message last week was just too much.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just
wonderful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Oh, let me just start there. Let me start in Luke
18.
It's gonna sound like a continuation on what the man of God.
But it's
still about faith. Then he spoke a parable to them. That man always ought to pray and not lose heart. Persistence. Verse
2.
The Bible says, saying there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God or
government.
Now there was a widow in that city. And she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he will not for a while, that is the judge, will not help for a while. But afterwards, I'm here to say to you, let there be an afterwards.
Hallelujah.
Afterwards. The woman or the widow in the city came to the church. And she said to the church, help me
what it
against my adversary. But the Bible says the judge did nothing for a while. But afterward, let there be an afterward in your situation. He said to himself, though I do not fear God, though I do not regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge for her, lest by her continual coming, she will weary me. That is the power of persistence. The woman kept on going. I'm asking for help.
What it can see?
Rescue me.
What it see?
But the king, the judge did not know God.
Neither did he
regard man.
But I'm showing him a mood.
But because of her persistence, the judge said to himself, I will avenge for her. It's like he was saying, I will rescue her against her enemies. Not because I respect God. Not because I respect man. But because of her persistence, it will weary me down. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Wherever you have been asking for help, have faith that you will receive it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When we were praying this morning, we spoke about the digging of words. That is persistence. Persistence, I will not stop. I may change the place, but I will continue digging. And finally, it will work out well for you. May your faith work out well for you. Let it work out well for you. Turn with me to Hebrews 11. where I want us to read verse 1 to 6. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
May everyone feel welcome in the presence of God. May everyone feel joyful in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. I said earlier, your eyes will tell you what is happening around. But your faith will tell you what is to happen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What do you hope for? What do you hope for? In your life, in your family, what do you pray for? What do you desire? What is your desire before God? Concerning your family, have faith. Have faith. Have faith. Because when you have faith, you will carry the evidence. The evidence of your faith. When you are not carrying anything in a moment, it means the evidence has not yet manifested. But when faith gives birth, you carry the evidence. May you carry your own evidence of your own faith. If you hope for a job, if you hope for a healing, may you carry the evidence of your healing in the name of Jesus. If you hope for a breakthrough, may you carry the evidence of your breakthrough. Carry it. Carry it.
Hallelujah.
Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. For by their faith. By their faith in God, verse 2. The elders obtained the good testimony. May you obtain a good testimony. Hope in your life. I speak hope over your situation. I speak hope over your situation. Faith in God is not just positive thinking. People think faith is just positive thinking. There is positive thinking. But beyond positive thinking, there is faith. And what is this faith? It is confident trust. Confident trust. In the character of God. I know
he loves
because
he is loved. I know he's gonna
keep
he has promised.
Positive thinking is in your own energy. But faith is being confident and trusting the character of God.
You'll
be rescued in the name of Jesus. Faith
is confident trust. Is confident trust in the character, in the promises, and the power of God. Do you have confident trust in the promises of God? I know you go to church. I know you pray. But in your prayer, are you still convinced that come what may, none of these things moves me? When Paul said this word, he was saying, I don't deny that there are things, but none of these things move me from my faith in God. None of these things. That implies that there were things. What is none of these things? I've got confident trust in the character of God, such that none of these things has got power over my faith in God. When our faith is grounded in God, is God Himself who says He is. Whom He is.
Hallelujah.
UJehova uthe simeni sakho.
He says in your situation,
I am who I am. Whom do you desire? Whom do you wish for? Whom do you hope for? I am who I am. Faith empowers us. To rise above natural limitations.
Hallelujah.
There are natural limitations. One of the difficult limitations to overcome is to get to where you say, my parents also suffered this. So that is why I'm also experiencing what I'm
saying.
But faith in God says, no natural limitation can stop me. If God be for me, who can stand against me? What limitation can stand against the continual of God? Even the sea, Jordan, could not limit them. Even the mountains could not limit them. None of these things can limit you. You cannot be limited. You cannot be limited by any natural thing. You are above every limitation. You have got divine possibilities. I've got divine possibilities. Limitations. Try to say to Sarah, you can never give back. Natural limitations. We're saying a woman of your age can never carry a child. But the promise of God, when your limitations are there, your faith will make you rise up above your limitations. As we are going to be declaring during the homecoming, dominating through the law of faith, for by it the elders obtained a good report. They obtained a good report. There will be a good report concerning you in the name of Jesus. A good report. Verse 3. For by faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And it was framed by the word of God.
Would
you agree today? Would we agree today? That may I walk upon this earth according to how the word of God has framed my path. May God frame your path. May God frame you. And when you come walking in the path that has been framed by God, you will not experience calamity that will limit you. You will not be limited. You will not be limited. You know, as I stand before you, my background could not limit me. My background could not limit me. Where I grew up could not limit me. And by God's grace, I am who I am. I am where I am. I had to go. I had to go above the limitation. In the name of Jesus, I see you going beyond your limitation. Any natural limitation will not keep you bound. In the name of Jesus, there is a scripture in the Bible where the Bible says the child of God was tied with the ropes, and as he was tied, the ropes were seen melting. Why? No natural limitation can limit a child of God. If there is a rope around you, I decree right now, let it melt in the name of Jesus. How did it melt? How did it melt? It could not melt by the fire of man, but it had to melt through the word of God. I speak the word of God upon every chain, upon every limitation, upon every boundary. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Your brother's limitations cannot be your limitation. Let it not be a limitation to you. The limitations of your fathers. The limitations of your aunts. Let it not be your limitation. Let it not be your limitation. The sickness of your parents. Let it be cut off from you. Let it not be passed on to you. Because the limitations of my father cannot be my limitation. For that which is born of God overcometh the world. What does that scripture say? That which is born of God overcometh limitations. I see you overcoming limitations in Jesus. Limitations in Jesus. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness. God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, no more
asafa,
it still speaks. When your limitations, in fact, when you are above your limitation, even when you are dead, the testimony will remain. The testimony will remain. Though Abel was a long time, but whenever we speak of Abel, his excellent sacrifice is still speaking for him today. May your serving God continue. May it continue to speak for you. Your continuation on serving God. Your continuation. As you continue to offer. As you continue to give. If the sacrifice of Abel is still speaking today, may it also speak in your life. In the name of Jesus. What was Abel saying? The limitations of my brother came. cannot be my limitation. Where my elder brother was limited, or the previous limitation, I will not be limited. May you never be limited by where you come from. May you never be limited by what you experience. May you never be limited, but who, by who's pressing you down? When they press you down, may you not be limited by being pressed down. When Daniel was thrown, the den of lions, yes, it allowed him.
Hallelujah.
But Daniel was saying, I'm just passing. Because this den of lions cannot be a limitation. May your persistence in your faith make you to walk above limitations. Natural limitations are not your portion. Man's limitations cannot be your limitation. Some of us, when we were born, some people spoke, you will never be anything. You will never be great.
When
I speak as the sound of heaven, I speak as the sound of heaven, I speak as the voice of heaven, you are great because you serve a great God. You are great because you are born of God. That which is born of the great God remains great. May you remain great. May you remain great. Our faith shows the foundation of our relationship with God. Where is your faith? My faith is in God. And the power of faith makes us to continue against all limitations. And the power of faith makes us to say, none of these things move me. Somebody say, I once stole something. Somebody say, I once committed abortion. And somebody say, I once hated somebody in the church. But I still say, none of these things can limit me. I go ahead for God. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. The issue of blood could not limit her. It limited her against man, but it did not limit her towards Jesus. You are not limited when going to Jesus. When going to Jesus, you go with your situation. When going to Jesus, you go with your situation. Knowing my life is in His hands. It's not in my experiences. It's not in what I've been through. It's not in what I've been through. The other time we spoke about the four lepers and the limitation upon the four lepers. The leprosy upon their body was enough to limit them. But their faith in God, their faith for what they hoped for, was above the limitation. Was above the limitation. May you walk above your limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. May you walk above your limitation. Had they remained, they would have allowed leprosy to be a limitation. Can I say this
one?
That which you allow to be your limitation becomes your destiny. Once you allow anything to be your limitation, it becomes your destiny. If you allow Sickness took your limitation. You remain in that condition. Because once you allow something to be your limitation, you stop by that same thing.
Then
it becomes your destiny. When I'm walking like this, and I allow this pulpit to be a limitation, this is where I end. Because I've allowed it to be my limitation. But if I have faith, I look at the pulpit and say, none of these things can stop me in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever comes as a limitation, if you cannot go through it, go around it, but continue going in the name of Jesus. If you cannot go around it, go under it. As long as you keep on going, in the name of Jesus. If you can't go under it, go above it, in the name of Jesus. If I can't go around, I go under it. If I can't go under it, I go above it, in the name of Jesus. I go above the curses. They that go above the curses. They that go beyond.
Kuzibedlule
is not important.
But how they have passed it doesn't matter. But they have passed through.
If I say walk above circumstances, I'm just saying walk above. But when I say walk beyond, I'm saying don't mind how you went beyond. But as long as you will be beyond, I see you beyond. In the name of Jesus. I see you beyond. In the name of Jesus. The rescuer is here. The rescuer is here. The faith that we preach about is the faith that connects us to the power of God. Your faith. After having done it all, let it connect you to the power of God. If your faith does not connect you to the power of God, that is not faith. Because I said faith is having confident trust to the character, the promises of God. So if my faith does not connect me to the power, I will keep on pushing until it connects me to the power. The woman with the issue, she continued to press so that her faith connected with the power. And as it connected with the power was released. After all, with all that Jesus could speak, Jesus said,
what teaches?
I'm losing my power. Who is drawing power out of me? Who is he? Drawing power out of
me.
Why? The faith of the woman connected with the power of God. And her situation had to change. Even in your life, let your faith connect you to the power of God. Many of us, we have made faith to connect us with our church and not with God. Some of us, we have allowed our faith to only connect us with our pastors, but not with the power of God. And I'm saying to you, after it has connected you with your church, may it connect you with the power of God. With the power of God. Sometimes connecting with the man of God cannot change the situation, but connecting with the power of God will bring transformation. Today, connect with the power of God. Connect your faith with the power of God. Let the power of God connect with your faith. And when it connects with your faith, you will carry the evidence. You will carry
tell you this. Get this statement well. Before God releases His power, there must be faith to receive that power. Before God releases His power, there has to be faith to receive that power. In your situation, God wants to release His power. But He's saying, where is faith? To carry the power. To carry the power. To carry the power. Can I say this to you? Faith is the hand that receives from God. Faith is the hand that receives from God. That is why the Bible says in Mark 11 verse 24, when you believe, you will receive whatsoever you ask
Him. Not by prayer.
When you believe, you will receive. Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you
receive,
and you will have it. Believe that you receive it. I believe that I receive it. I believe that I receive it. And I have it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Faith is the hand that receives from God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Many of the things that are happening, they have made us to believe on other things. Can I tell you? There are substances that you have been made to carry. Things that you can forget at home. And when God wants to release power upon you, and you are in a bus, you have left your Vaseline at home. Because you are saying, it's only through the Vaseline that I can carry the power of God. I'm here to say to you, in the Bible, I'm not saying that is wrong, but I'm saying to you, one universal hand of receiving from God, of receiving the power of God, is just your faith. Your faith will receive. 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 Don't wait until I give you my towel. It is not the towel that can receive the power of God. It's your faith in God that can receive the power of God. I can give you the towel and not receive anything, but only receive the towel. But when you have got faith, you will always receive the power of God, that I may receive the power of God. Pastor, pray for me, for my faith to receive the power of God. Pray for me, pray with me, so that I can receive upon my cup of faith. In my cup of faith, I want to receive the power of God. Today I say, in your cup of faith, may you receive the power of God. In your vessel of faith, may you receive the power of God. When the woman was asked to collect vessels, can I say to you, in another dimension of the same scripture, when he was asked, go around and ask for vessels, it's like the message was sent, I want a container where I can pour my power. And as long as she had the vessel, the power continued. The power continued. May the power be poured in your life, in your situation.
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Faith is the head that receives from God. From God we receive by faith. If you believe, if you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. As you pray, pray that what you believe may manifest. I have used this example many a times where I say the Bible tells us Jesus was going, he was walking, and there was a blind man who was crying and asking that Jesus, may you open our eyes. Jesus turned and he asked them, do you believe that I'm able? It's like he was saying, are you carrying the container to carry the power? It's like he was saying, because one shot thing, because they knew that God and Abraham loved the law, not carrying the container. When he turned to them, he said to them, do you believe that I'm able? What was he saying? He was saying, are you carrying the container to carry the power? When you come to church, yes, we come carrying our Bible, but also come carrying the container to carry the power. When you come to church, when you come to be prayed in the front here, come with the container to carry the power. Some people come to the front, to be prayed for. And when God looks at them, where is the container to carry this power? Because I cannot just release the power unto the ground. I want to receive, to release the power upon the container. What is the container? Is your faith. Today, I'm carrying the container to carry the power. Where is the container to carry the power? God is moving around looking for containers to carry the power. He's not only looking for those who are praying. Yes, they are praying. But he's not only looking for the praying. He's looking, yes, they are praying. But are they containing? Are they carrying the container to carry the power? One time I said to you, some writer says, some young man went to the mountain to pray. Young man going to pray for rain, and all the rest, they were not carrying an umbrella. Only one boy went up the mountain carrying the umbrella. Then the people asked, why are you carrying the umbrella? Because you know it is not raining. We are going to pray there. It's like the young man said, I'm carrying the container to carry the power. I know that before I come down, it will be raining. He carried the umbrella. When he was carrying the umbrella, it was not raining. There was no cloud. But he carried the umbrella going to the mountain. They looked at him. What kind of a man? Can't you see the weather? He was saying, I know what my eyes can see, but I also know what my faith can see. My faith says, before we come down, it will be pouring. Today, right now, before we go, if you came here carrying the container, may the container be filled. That is the container of your faith. That is the container of your faith. That is the container of your faith. I'm not just talking positive thinking. Positive thinking.
Though positive thinking is good, but it is good, but not good enough. What is good enough is to carry the container of your faith so that it can carry the power. The power of God cannot be carried by material things, but it can be carried by the vessel of faith. My vessel of faith will carry my breakthrough. My vessel of faith will empower me to rise above natural limitations. I'm here to steer your spirit. I'm steering your spirit to trust God more deeply by carrying your vessel of faith. Carry your vessel of faith. Carry your vessel of faith. Let us close our eyes. Carry your vessel of faith. Carry your vessel of faith. Carry your vessel of faith. I know. You have got circumstances that are limiting you. They are limiting you. Can I say this thing? What limits you cannot limit the power of God. When King Darius said, bring Daniel, throw him into the den of lions, the Bible says, then they brought a big, large, great stone. But that great stone could not be beyond the power of God. Everything that seems great cannot be greater than the power of God. Cannot be. We are closing our eyes. Maybe you are here. You are saying my circumstances made me to find limitations. I have faced limitations all around. I'm not going to call you up front. Because here in the front is not necessarily where you get the power. The power comes from God. But I will ask you to raise up your hand while you are seated. And the sign of raising up your arm is the sign of saying, I'm raising up my cup of faith for God to pour upon the vessel of faith. Just raise up your hand. The power of God can see you. You don't need to be seen by man. You just need to be seen by God. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, believe that you receive them, and you shall have it. I'm raising up my hand. God knows my situation. God knows where I need to carry. My vessel was not carrying anything. Only fear and doubt. That was upon this cup. But now I raise this cup to be filled with the power. The power of God. In your business. In your career. In your job. In your family. In your personal life. Don't raise your limitations. Raise the cup. The cup of faith. That will carry the power of God. I raise the cup of faith to carry the power of God. Do you believe?
that I'm able to do this. In other words, he was saying, are you carrying the cup to carry the power that I'm about to pour? God is pouring now. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Be convinced. Be convinced to receive. Be confident to receive. I have confidence that you are receiving. I've got confidence that you are receiving. In the name of Jesus. Power of God can only be received through faith. The power of God can only be received through faith. Through faith. Come worship us in the name of Jesus. While we are closing our eyes, I am praying for everyone whose hand is raised up. I'm praying for everyone whose faith is raised up. I say to the power of God, come through for her. Come through for him. Come through for him. In the name of Jesus, receive it. I believe, therefore I receive. I believe, therefore I receive. My God, pour your power. Pour your power. Pour your power upon my sister, upon my brother. Pour your power in the name of Jesus. Pour your power upon this vessel. Pour your power upon this vessel. Pour your power upon this vessel.
Receive the power of God. Let us stand on our feet. Lord.